Why did Bitcoin skyrocket despite having no intrinsic value? What drove Americans to buy overpriced homes before the 2008 crash? Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert J. Shiller reveals a powerful truth. Viral stories drive economic behavior far more than rational analysis. Traditional economics focuses on mathematical models and rational actors, but Shiller demonstrates that contagious narratives, spreading like epidemics through populations, trigger booms, busts, and everything in between. These stories don't just reflect economic reality, they create it. When we understand the narratives driving markets, we gain insight into seemingly irrational economic behavior that mathematical models simply can't explain. Bitcoin perfectly illustrates narrative economics in action. This digital currency reached a $300 billion valuation despite having no intrinsic value or government backing. Why? Because of its powerful story constellation. A mysterious vanished creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, anarchist ideals of freedom from government control, and the promise of technological revolution. Emerging during the 2008 financial crisis added another compelling dimension, positioning it as an alternative to a failing traditional system. Most Bitcoin traders don't understand its complex technology. They're drawn to the story of being part of the future and tales of early Bitcoin millionaires. The famous pizza purchase, now worth millions, creates powerful FOMO, fear of missing out, driving new waves of investment. The community has developed its own vocabulary, HODL, to the moon, whale, creating an insider culture that strengthens group identity. This combination of technological utopianism, anti-establishment sentiment, and get-rich-quick possibilities creates an extraordinarily sticky narrative that continues to attract adherents despite Bitcoin's practical limitations as a currency. Narratives spread like diseases through person-to-person contact, with epidemics beginning when contagion exceeds recovery rates. Our brains are fundamentally wired for storytelling. Neuroscientist Paul J. Zak discovered that narratives with a dramatic arc increase oxytocin and cortisol in listeners' bloodstreams, influencing relationship building and stress responses. These biochemical changes explain why emotional stories effectively alter economic beliefs and behaviors. Visual elements enhance a narrative's contagion potential. The Laffer curve, showing the theoretical relationship between tax rates and government revenue, went viral largely through the story of economist Arthur Laffer drawing it on a napkin during a 1974 dinner with Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. This simple visualization helped spread a complex economic concept among non-economists and policymakers. Celebrity involvement amplifies narrative spread by lending credibility and expanding reach. Ronald Reagan's famous quip about government's approach to the economy, "If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it," improved upon earlier versions with consistent if-then statements. His charismatic delivery and presidential platform made the anti-tax sentiment more contagious, influencing economic policy for decades. Since the early 19th century, confidence narratives have profoundly influenced economic fluctuations. Financial panic narratives dominated until the early 20th century, with events like the Panic of 1907 leaving lasting impressions. After the Federal Reserve's 1913 establishment, the narrative shifted from sudden panic to prolonged depression, emphasizing business confidence and later consumer confidence indicators. During the Great Depression, psychological concepts of crowd behavior gained tremendous influence. Gustave Le Bon's theories about how rational individuals become irrational in groups heavily influenced economic thought and policy. The auto-suggestion movement flourished in the early 1920s, with French psychologist Emile Coué promoting his affirmation, "Every day, in every way, I get better and better." Napoleon Hill's 1937 bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, further popularized channeling subconscious powers for wealth-building attitudes. Weather forecasting provided a powerful analogy for economic forecasting, fundamentally changing how people understood market predictions. The success of scientific meteorology led to parallels between weather and economic forecasting, likening public confidence shifts to changing winds or air pressure. Recovery or pessimism could be in the air. This created expectations that economists should predict recessions with meteorological precision, introducing terms like economic climate and business atmosphere into common usage. Competing narratives about spending and saving have ancient roots. During the Great Depression, frugality narratives strengthened amid widespread unemployment. The phrase "keep up with the Joneses" surged as people criticized ostentatious spending. Some noted the Depression made Americans more neighborly. Visible suffering on streets discouraged luxury. Fashion reflected these changing values. Blue denim evolved from workwear to fashion statement during the Depression. While earlier figures like Governor Blue Jeans Bill Williams had worn denim as a symbol of equality, the 1930s brought true popularization, with Levi's creating women's jeans and adding the first fashion logo. Vogue featured jeans, and women deliberately distressed new pairs for a worn look. This frugality narrative eventually yielded to the American Dream, coined by James Truslow Adams in 1931. The concept spread gradually, becoming increasingly influential over decades. The American Dream evolved to frame consumer purchases as patriotic rather than selfish. Over time, the phrase shifted from intellectual discussions to commercial applications, with most newspaper appearances occurring in advertisements rather than articles. Concerns about machines replacing workers have recurred throughout history. These fears date back to ancient times. Homer's Iliad described driverless, automatic vehicles, and Aristotle pondered if self-operating instruments would eliminate the need for slaves. During the 1873-79 Depression, labor-saving inventions became a central scapegoat for unemployment. The 1876 Centennial Exhibition in Philadelphia showcased industrial machinery, including a massive 1,400-horsepower Corliss engine and agricultural machines, intensifying displacement fears. The narrative evolved through E.M. Forster's 1909 story, The Machine Stops, depicting a button-operated automated future, and Caro Capek's 1921 play, R.U.R., which introduced the word robot, check, for worker. After the 1929 crash, many blamed technological surplus production for the collapse. With unemployment reaching 25% by 1933, technological displacement narratives became increasingly compelling. Today's fears about AI replacing jobs follow this same recurring pattern that has appeared throughout economic history. Traditional economic research overlooks the stories people tell about their economic lives, missing valid explanations for major economic changes. Economists typically focus on indicators like central bank policy without addressing what caused these indicators to change, often changing narratives. Modern technology enables analysis of digitized texts to measure narrative strength, but more organized research is needed. Two essential data collection methods should be implemented: regular focused interviews about economic decisions and focus groups across socioeconomic groups to observe narrative contagion. By adapting epidemiological models from disease transmission theory, economists can better understand narrative spread. The Kermack-McKendrick SIR model, Susceptible, Infected, Recovered, provides a framework where epidemics follow a predictable pattern, rising, then falling, without infecting everyone. Applied to narratives, this explains why economic stories can significantly impact activity without reaching everyone. The stories we tell about money and markets shape our collective decisions in ways traditional economics has only begun to understand. By recognizing narrative power, we gain a new lens for understanding seemingly irrational market behavior, and perhaps predicting the next economic crisis. In our increasingly story-driven world, narrative literacy is essential for navigating our economic future.